Is the Ouija board dangerous? Facts about the Ouija board and how to use it safely. What I talk about in the mediumship training handbook is that using the Ouija board is usually no more dangerous than using other divination tools such as the tarot, a pendulum, rune stones, or the practice of table tipping. As illustrated below, in the past, I've had experience with using an Ouija board. And each time I did, I said a prayer before getting on the board. Notably, I never experienced any adverse events. Although I'm not suggesting that using an Ouija board won't ever cause problems, I will say that many individuals that frequently use an Ouija board do so without experiencing problems. Yet, other users report experiencing negative events almost right away. So, why is this? Keep reading to find out more. Negative press about Ouija boards. That said, extreme negative attitudes towards the use of Ouija boards are often the product of Hollywood movies, television, and clergy. This causes many to wonder if it's really dangerous to use a Ouija board. History of the Ouija board. Spiritualists find innovative ways to communicate with spirits. The spiritualist movement is considered by many to have started in 1849. Subsequently, contacting spirits became a highly popular pastime. The Western world, it seemed, was ready for communication with the dead. Remember, there was little else to do in those days but go to work and attend church. Quickly, spiritualist churches sprang up across the United States and then to Europe. Not surprising, dozens of newly minted mediums stood on platforms to impart messages from the dearly departed to grieving hopefuls in the audience. Many homes held private spirit contact sessions, inviting only a select few of participants. And, as with any new fad, innovative spirit communication methods were soon incorporated into spirit contact sessions. These methods eventually included table tipping, basket writing, chalkboard writing, and spirit writing. Spirit writing. The most compelling of these spirit communication methods was spirit writing. This technique was invented in France and was a form of automatic writing. This device consisted of a small board with a pencil attached in the middle to write on paper. An individual only had to place their fingers on the board, and a spirit allegedly took over and wrote messages from the beyond. This method is still used by some today. Eventually, the paper method evolved into a wooden board inscribed with the alphabet letters and numbers. The talking board gets a patent. The Ouija comes into being. As mentioned, the earlier versions of the Ouija board were called talking or spirit boards. Eventually, two businessmen, Elijah Bond and Charles Kinnard, came up with the idea of using a wooden board and pointer called a planchette to obtain messages from the spirit world. They patented their invention in 1891. A planchette is a heart-shaped device placed on the wooden board. Interestingly, the French word planchette translates into English as little plank. This little device changed the face of the talking board forever. The patent has a complicated history of owners. The patent for the talking board changed hands many times until a Mr. Wilfold acquired it. He wanted to make the talking board more appealing. Thus, making it a game, he dubbed the talking board Ouija from the French and German words for yes, and began marketing the board to the masses in 1897. In 1966, the children of Mr. Fold sold the rights to Parker Brothers, and then Hasbro bought the rights to the name in 1991. Today, consisting of a cardboard board and plastic planchette, the game sells for about $19.98. Ouija board problems emerge. In the 1920s, rumors that the Ouija board was dangerous and caused harm began to circulate. In 1924, Harry Houdini, the renowned magician, claimed that 5 people from Carito, California, were driven insane by using an Ouija board. Jumping ahead to 1944, occultist Manly P. Hall, the founder of the Philosophical Research Society and an authority on the occult, stated in Horizon magazine that, during the last 20 to 25 years, I have had considerable personal experience with persons who have complicated their lives through dabbling with the Ouija board. A few decades later, psychic investigator Susie Smith wrote in her 1971 autobiography, Confessions of a Psychic, that for a time, her frequent use of the Ouija board caused her to become mentally unstable. Researchers and the clergy. With respect to paranormal researchers, I've watched several strongly advise against using the Ouija board. They solemnly proclaim that it is a portal for negative or demonic entities to slip into our earthly dimension. While this may be true in some cases, in my opinion, I'll bet most of these individuals have never used an Ouija board. Likewise, particular Christian churches warn against messing with an Ouija board. Some church groups call the Ouija board dangerous and satanic in nature. Some outright pronounce it as a tool of the devil. They sternly forbid the use of an Ouija board, and those who do, will suffer eternal damnation. Hollywood helped generate fear of the Ouija board. Hollywood has helped create fear about using the Ouija. Case in point is the book and subsequent movie, The Exorcist. This 1973 blockbuster film used an Ouija board to explain how the young girl becomes possessed. Numerous other shows depict groups of people, often in their teens, getting on an Ouija board and soon experience super negative events. This makes for frightening viewing and therefore is guaranteed to attract viewers. Skeptics and science. Skeptics claim answers from the Ouija come directly from the subconscious mind or stem from the user's desires. Because of this, answers that seem to match questions and are in no way a direct result of actual spirit contact. To add to this, professor of neurology, Terence Hines, in his book Pseudoscience and the Paranormal 2003, states that the messages ostensibly spelled out by spirits were similar to whatever was going through the minds of the subjects. One terrifying Ouija board experience, the victim states, it started out with a feeling of being watched, and then doors mysteriously closing, and footsteps my hardwood floors. This progressed into being kept awake by something shaking the bed and pulling off your covers. Sometimes, something whispered my name. The board would disappear for days on end, then show up in places I never would have put it. I became obsessed with it. Then I saw a black mass in the corner of the room and a silhouette of a man watching from the doorway. After that, it escalated pretty quickly. I had my hair pulled, fingers pricked, I was scratched and choked. I was held down in bed while this thing whispered in my ear in what could have only been Latin. Immediately following this, we had our house blessed and the bad thing hasn't shown back up. Just the normal occurrences now. But I will never again play with one of those boards. Yes, I admit this certainly sounds scary and can happen. But how did these individuals use the Ouija in the first place? Did they realize that there has to be a protection prayer said before each session? Beware of bogus spirits. I call menacing spirits that crash a well-intentioned session, bogus spirits. They initially come through as sweet and helpful and then, beware. If the tone becomes negative and dark, the board should be closed down immediately. I'll talk about how to do this further on. Cases where the Ouija board brings good. For those familiar with the Michael teachings, these were obtained from numerous sessions on an Ouija board. The same technique was used for obtaining the Seth teachings brought forth from Jane Roberts with her husband recording the sessions. The most spiritual moment of my life in the 1980s, I frequently used the Ouija board with a dear friend. I trusted her and she was extremely proficient in using it. In fact, she moved the planchette so quickly and interpreted the words at such a rapid clip, I had a hard time keeping my fingers on the planchette. Because we always started each session with a prayer, this one time, she asked me to say the prayer. Having never done this before, I dutifully recited a prayer asking for protection and for the highest spiritual teachers to come through. Just moments later, I felt I was out of my body and experienced the most loving and warm feelings imaginable. At that moment, I had the epiphany and absolute certainty that nothing occurring on earth was anything to be concerned about. Of enormous significance, all my fears at the time were completely dissolved. I felt tears of joy. Then, tears of joy ran down my face. I felt utter bliss and connectedness with the divine presence that I'd never experienced before nor since. I realized what heaven could really be, and it alleviated any fears I had about dying. It was almost like a near-death experience and was quite comforting to know what's in store for us when we cross over. The feeling I had that day, the point of this story is to always say some sort of prayer of protection and ask for the highest and most divine of beings to watch over any session on an Ouija board. Bottom line? Use an Ouija board with caution. I caution that using an Ouija board without initiating proper protection. If not, problems may arise. Why? Because people tend to ask if any spirits are present without clarifying with whom they wish to speak. Furthermore, individuals don't understand the vital importance of protecting their energy while using the Ouija. By carelessly jumping on an Ouija board without using a protection prayer, a portal opens, and any roving spirit, some with malicious intent, has the opportunity to slip into the land of the living. Often, these spirits will immediately begin to wreak havoc in various ways. For example, negative spirits may start moving household objects, cause lights to flicker, and some reports say individuals experience a sense of foreboding and depression. Hearing voices and seeing apparitions after using an Ouija board is not unusual. Those who become obsessed with the board and for the wrong reasons may start relying on it for constant guidance and ask the board to make their life decisions for them. Significantly, although the Ouija is a tool, we must still learn to stand on our own feet and become confident with our internal intuition. Of greater importance, there is no psychic, spirit guide, or anyone else that has all the answers. Except for the divine source and through prayer, we must glean our life answers and rely on faith and trust for guidance. More words of caution. Although the Ouija is a doorway to contact the world of spirit, just like any other divination tool, it needs to be used correctly. It is not a parlor game as the game makers of the board would like you to believe. It is also not for someone who is not versed in knowing how to prepare to enter the realm of spirits. Although I do not use the Ouija board today, I know of many people who do. How to safely use the Ouija board. 1. First, never use the board alone or with someone negative, sarcastic, or fearful. 2. Never use it as an adult party game or give it to kids to play with. 3. Alcohol and drugs consumed just before a session are a big no-no. 4. Always perform the essential protection preparations and remember to say a prayer. Any loving prayer will do if said with conviction and sincerity. 5. Call in spirits or beings of the light who wish to communicate. Importantly, be specific about who you wish to communicate with. 7. Say something like, "We wish to communicate with departed loved ones." Set the intention of the session by stating, "We are commencing this session for the highest and best for all involved." Negative energies are not welcome. 8. Call in gatekeeper guides, your protections guides, or angels before formally opening a session. 9. Ask only positive questions and steer clear of stuff like, when is someone going to die? 10. Be aware of any changes in the atmosphere of the room. If a heavy or seemingly negative energy seeps in, stop the session immediately. When done with the session, some people who use the board regularly advise sliding the planchette to goodbye and removing all hands from the board. Officially close the board by stating, "This session is now ended." This is a very important step. Put the board away in a closet wrapped in a black cloth to keep negative influences out. In conclusion, the Ouija board is still popular today despite the dire warnings of its use. Some will insist on using it. However, understand that the Ouija board is not a game. It should be used with care. Most importantly, always perform protection rituals or prayers before each session. Remember to treat spirits with respect, and don't forget to sign off by pointing your planchette to goodbye. Additionally, you can say out loud, "All spirits present must return to where they have come from. We thank you for communicating with us today. This session is now ended."